Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you again. And today we have Courtney Kitchens with us, one of our residents in the discipleship program and a group leader herself. So today we're going to talk about what it means to be a group leader. As you know, we've talked about team leadership, and there's four different pieces to that: overall group leader, Bible teacher, shepherd, and administrator, communicator. Today, we're going to talk about overall group leadership. So, Courtney, tell us who you are.
So, I am Courtney Kitchens. I am a resident here at Grace, a one-year resident, and I am over women's Bible study and women's follow groups. I will be working closely with Becky Fair in both of those things, and so I'm happy to be here with you guys.
Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you as well. So, first question, Court. How does having a high EQ play into being a good group leader?
Yeah. So if we use the definition of emotional intelligence being the ability to recognize and understand and manage your own emotions, as well as recognize and influence the emotions of others, having a high EQ can help you be a good group leader if you use that skill to glorify God. And what I mean by that is, in your self-awareness, in your ability to recognize your emotions, when you're sad, are you going to God? Are you going to prayer? Are you going to your Bible? If you have joy and you recognize in this season of life for you that joy is what God has given you, are you using that joy to help others, to influence others, to serve others, to step into your community and be a light? And so emotional intelligence can help you as a person, but really what it's used for is to glorify God in those ways. And it's about what you do with the emotional intelligence and the self-awareness that you have.
Hmm. That's so good, Courtney. I know one of the things about you is that you're just really passionate about discipleship and discipling women in the church. And I'd love to know just like, what are some ways that you disciple members of your women's Bible study or just women in general?
Yeah, so what that looks like for me right now in life is just spending a lot of time with them, asking them questions about their lives and how they're doing spiritually, sending them Bible scriptures, and just giving them godly wisdom. I definitely don't have it all figured out, but I do take time to, go and look up scripture if someone's going through something in my group, or encourage them to, you know, step out and serve, and just to look outwardly if they're in a good place, and to help other ladies in our group and to find out what their gifts are and to serve in that capacity. So just being encouraging, giving them godly wisdom, and just being there for them, and also sharing my story, my testimony where it's needed. And hopefully that can be an encouragement to them too in discipling. And obviously reading the Bible with them and praying with them is always at the top of the list. Especially for women's Bible study.
That's great. What type of encouragement would you give to group leaders when it comes to fostering relationships within their group? What does that look like?
Yeah, I think that we live in a culture where everyone's really busy all the time. And so I think I just voice a lot of the time is that we just have to be more intentional about relationships. And so spending time with, other people in your group by like going out to get a quick coffee or bringing them over for dinner, make it a family thing if you have a family. And if you're a single person, you know, going and playing sports together, or people are really into pickleball right now. So doing something like that, or going on a walk or a run. So just being intentional and setting aside time each week or maybe every other week. Because life does get busy, and if you don't set aside time, then that just kind of goes by the wayside naturally. And so I do encourage other people to get together in that way.
Yeah, that's really good. I think that relationships and discipleship go hand in hand. And just some of the stuff you were saying, you know, we just need to know that when we're having relationships with people, you know, there's opportunities to disciple them and for them to even disciple us. I know Caitlin and I just recently had a couple over at our house, and we were just hanging out, and it was a really cool moment. We were sharing just about what God was doing in our life. And as they left, we walked away and just kind of talked about how it was just cool seeing how they poured back into our life in that moment. But it was happening naturally through the relationships we developed. So I think that's so important. Courtney, so you are passionate about leadership. You're passionate about groups and discipleship. And I would love to know, I know you've been leading groups for quite a while, but I'd love to know what you're doing to continue to grow as a group leader.
That's a good question. One of the Psalms that I always go back to is Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. And it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And so I'm constantly asking God, what are my blind spots? And when I pray and I'm asking him that, you know, he's sure to reveal, you know, maybe I'm short in some areas, and I will go and, you know, find in the Bible where there are examples of patience, you know, if I'm being short in patience, or if I need to grow in leadership skills, I go and look at, you know, Moses and some examples of Joshua, who was a really good leader. I start there, and then I kind of work my way out. I go and find resources that are Christian or biblical to help me, you know, just to continue to grow in my skills as a leader. And also, I look around at my groups and the circles that I'm in and what season of life I'm in. And I try and see where is there a gap in my knowledge and where between the gap in my knowledge and the gap that maybe my group needs. So maybe some people are going through a really hard time and just need more spiritual discipline. And so I look out and I try and find like resources for spiritual discipline in ways that I can share with them to encourage them.
That's awesome. It reminds me of a story I read in a book about Howard Hendricks, who was a professor at Dallas Theological. And he said that he, when he was a freshman, he had a job in the cafeteria bright and early before everyone got up. He was on the breakfast team, and he would walk past his professor's house on the way to work at the cafeteria. And he always saw the light on, and he always saw his professor sitting there reading. And so he asked him one day in class, "Why are you reading scripture? I assume you're reading scripture. Why are you doing that every day? You're the professor. You know everything." And the professor said, "I want to teach from a flowing, running river, not a dry pond," which I think is just rich.
Love that.
That's good.
Courtney, here's another topic. So, as you know, one of the things we ask group leaders to do is to develop new leaders, right? So, in your opinion, what qualities are you looking for in a person that's in your group that you think might be a leader someday?
Yeah, that's another good question. I'm looking for someone who participates in group, someone who speaks up and shares good insight into what God is doing in their life. I'm looking for someone whose faith is evident, like their love for God and their love for God's word, their love for prayer, and also their love for people. Someone who's consistent, someone who has humility, someone who's teachable. I would say someone who embodies a lot of the fruits of the Spirit. Not perfectly, but like I said, teachable. So someone who is showing some fruits, at least. And also someone who's discerning. I think just being discerning is very important for leadership, to recognize how you can help others and use your gifts and to lift others up and to help them to use their gifts. So
that's awesome. We used to have a pastor here years ago who would say, we're looking for fat people. I'm like, what? FAT, faithful, available, and teachable, yeah. Which is what you said,
yeah.
Which is awesome. So very good, Courtney. We're so happy to have you with us today, and thank you for sharing your insights. So group leaders, here's your action step out of this podcast. Just as an overall group leader, just pay attention to your group. Is it healthy? Is it growing? Is it doing the right things? Are the people paying attention? Are you chasing the people that are drifting? Are you looking for the next leader? Are you keeping your group members engaged with what's happening at Grace? So we're so happy that y'all are paying attention to these podcasts, and we're just grateful to be a part of it. Remember that we're always here for you. We want to support you and encourage you in all the ways that you might need. Thank you all.